click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Nedbank has acquired fintech company Ikoka in a cash deal for about 1.65 billion rand. Let's speak to Koki Koyman, a banking analyst and director at Denker Capital. Koki, thanks for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. You heard our previous interview where Zwelakhe Mnguni said he thinks Nedbank might have overpaid in that transaction.
Yeah, I agree. And by the way, let me first quickly just apologize. I just come out of hospital, so I'm not as up to date and not looking as fresh. But I think he's right. Mm-hmm. Look, it's a good company. They've actually done very well since they started in 2012. You can see how their revenues have grown every year. But importantly, their last financial results, they were still loss-making, despite the revenue going from almost quadrupling. So that's quite a lot of growth. But obviously, Nedbank needs their expertise to help them in their quest to gain their market share in the small and medium enterprise environment. As you know, Old Mutual Bank is starting there now, so we're also focusing on that. Capitec is very strong there. African Bank is trying there. And so Nedbank have done quite a bit of work, and they've got a fairly good market share. I think it's almost 22% of that space. So for them, this is an important acquisition. And Ikoka will be at 100% subsidiary, so it will be part of them. And it looks like they want to grow with them into Africa as well.
Mm-hmm. Let's just take a step back before we get into, you know, the mechanics of the deal. When we speak about this acquisition for 1.65 billion in cash, do they have an EFT in their account and a proof of payment saying 1.65 with a lot of zeros at the end? How does it work?
Yeah. No, in the end, it's willing buyer, willing seller. Mm-hmm. And, so Nedbank obviously are busy trying to sell their stake in Echo Bank in Africa, the JV they had in I think it's 22 countries in Africa. And that will raise quite a bit of cash. I'm not sure if that pushed them to try and subconsciously use that money. Mm-hmm. How you in the end determine the price but they have the cash available. They will have it. They have the liquidity, and they will pay the cash over to Crossfin.
Okay, and then what? And then in a deal, and I want to talk about the Ikoka and Nedbank deal, but also just deals in general. So Nedbank acquires them for 1.65 billion, and then what?
Yeah. So obviously, first, always the regulatory stuff. The Competition Commission has to approve the transaction, et cetera, et cetera. But I can't see any objections from that side. So then, whether they move into the Nedbank head office, unlikely, or even in the Cape Town offices, but they plug into the Nedbank system and actually provide those services that they are doing. They can cross-sell that to Nedbank clients. Now, remember, we forget how important the cash flow is to your small businesses. Mm-hmm. And so... Every day that a business like this, through digitalization, helps a smaller business to get its cash from a transaction quicker and more secure, it helps the businesses. So it's they can go out and go into the townships and sell to the smaller businesses and say, oh, we've got an offer for you. We can give you the transaction processing capability, we can give you the invoicing capability, and we can actually even lend money to you based on the transactions that we can see. Because once a transactor like that has the data, it can start lending money based on that data. And so it actually can provide quite a good service to a Nedbank client. Mm-hmm. So I think there will be a cross-sell. Obviously, the current clients can be moved across to Nedbank if they're interested, and also vice versa.
Okay. The co-founder, Matt Putman, is quoted as saying that This deal unlocks more room for growth and more room for expansion across markets. How do you see that playing out? Part of the commentary that I read around the story was that it's an opportunity for both of them to go further into our continent, which is maybe a space that Nedbank has not done as much as its competitors, like Standard yeah. Bank, like Absa.
Yeah. No, you're totally right. And I saw that comment as well. And so initially the transaction will be focused on South Africa, on both businesses' sets of clients that they have and offering that the technology that they are providing. But I think the idea for Nedbank is, having sold this stake in Ecobank, is to go initially sub-Saharan Africa and to try and offer that same service to clients in Africa. Mm-hmm. And that is harder because, you know, you've got to build your brand in those countries. But I think that is where they potentially could do well. But it's also competitive space. Standard Bank are there, Absa are there. So it's not as if you're coming in from the outside and saying, hey, guys, you know, use us. Mm-hmm. You've got to convert them across. So your product has to be better and cheaper and faster and more reliable than that of your opposition. And that's not so easy.
It says that this acquisition will see Coca become a wholly owned subsidiary of Nedbank while continuing to operate under its own brand and leadership team. So while Nedbank has acquired Coca, the co-founders, I'm assuming, and the leaders will stay there. In a deal like this, how much can Nedbank come in and say, you know, I think you should be doing this and moving in that direction? Because part of the reason that they also acquire them is because they want to help them scale and give them their banking experience.
Totally correct. So that type of discussion takes place before the deal is signed. I mean, and hopefully, I'm sure Nedbank, the way I know management, they will have done that. Yeah, there's a lot of discussion, meeting of minds, first looking at the product, jointly expressing what each can do for each other. And in those discussions, Nedbank management will have obviously decided we're going to back these guys. So the last thing they want to do afterwards is then interfere with the way they operate. So they will, if they wise, they will let them run, and that will obviously have been the agreement as well. I think the agreement says as well that they are bought in, so they've got a restraint of trade, which you do want. You don't want them to, after 6 months, leave and start another business in opposition to this. But if Nedbank is wise, it will let them run and grow the business for them.
Okay. Koki Kooiman, banking analyst and director at Denker Capital. Thank you so much for your time, especially if you're saying you've just come out of hospital. You don't look like it. If you hadn't said it, I wouldn't have known. And we're on radio, so we can't see you.
But it's only an ankle operation, so I'm fine.
Thank you so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.